This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The sounds of explosion and heavy gunfire echoed through Sudan's capital, Khartoum, on Friday despite a ceasefire. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
Amid Sudan's crisis, a reason for joy. A newborn baby delivered in a car during a conflict that has closed many hospitals. But back in the capital, the violence continues. Tanks, artillery, and strikes from the air shook Sudan's capital, Khartoum, on Friday, witnesses said. That's despite the army and a rival paramilitary force agreeing to extend a truce by 72 hours. The United States has called persistent ceasefire violations worrying amid violence that has killed hundreds of people.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. Russia fired more than 20 cruise missiles and two drones at Ukraine in attacks that killed at least 23 people. Three children were among the dead. Most of the victims died when two cruise missiles slammed into an apartment building in central Ukraine early Friday. Russian President Vladimir Putin on Friday said Russia needed to act quickly to counter what he called the West, quote-unquote, economic aggression, adding Moscow would expand ties with countries in Eurasia, Africa, and Latin America. He said, today in the face of the West economic aggression, the parliament, the government, all regional and local authorities need to act clearly and quickly to work as one cohesive team, Putin told a meeting of Russian lawmakers. Russia's economy has faced multiple challenges this year, including a weaker ruble, lower energy revenues, and further isolation. This is VOA News. The UN Security Council has unanimously approved a resolution calling on Afghanistan's Taliban rulers to swiftly reverse their increasingly harsh restrictions on women and girls. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports.
The councils condemned the Taliban's ban on working for the UN, a decision the resolution calls unprecedented in the history of the UN. The document urges all other UN members to use their influence to promote an urgent reversal of these Taliban policies and practices. The strong and wider restrictions include severely restricting education to banning women from most jobs, public spaces and gyms. The resolution was co-sponsored by the United Arab Emirates and Japan. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Former U.S. Vice President Mike Pence appeared before a grand jury investigating former President Donald Trump's role in efforts to overturn the 2020 election. A source told Reuters on Thursday, with media reports saying Pence spent some 7 hours at the court in Washington, D.C. Reuters correspondent Diane Tu reports.
Trump repeatedly lambasted Pence for refusing to try to prevent Congress from certifying Joe Biden's win. On Wednesday, Trump lost his appeal to block Pence from testifying in the special counsel investigation, according to CNN. Trump, who is running for president in 2024, faces a slew of other legal challenges, including a separate special counsel investigation into his handling of classified documents and a probe in Georgia related to alleged interference with the state's 2020 election. A civil trial is currently underway over rape accusations against the former president by writer E. Jean Carroll.
Reuters correspondent Diane Tu. China is flexing its military muscle around Taiwan. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer has the latest.
The Taiwanese Defense Ministry says China's military flew 38 fighter jets and other warplanes near Taiwan. The latest display was the largest since Beijing held exercises earlier this month in response to a meeting between the island's president and U.S. lawmakers. Six Navy vessels were also spotted as part of China's campaign of intimidation against self-ruled Taiwan. 19 of the aircraft flew across the midline in the Taiwan Strait as a drone circled the island. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Climate activists staged a 10th straight day of protest in Berlin. They blocked key roads during rush hour and brought parts of the German capital to a standstill on Friday. Members of the Last Generation group glued themselves to the road and caused long traffic jams for commuters driving into the city. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.